Thoughts and Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. My guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes. He is the founder of Oath Keepers. You can go to their website, oathkeepers.org. And when we went to break, Stuart, you were talking about some of the things that people could do and part of your operation, Sleeping Giant. So if you want to continue there, that'd be super.
You bet. Yeah, the second plank is security, and by that we mean neighborhood watches, sheriff posses in your community, and also a restored, county militia, and then eventually a restored state militia. And we tell people start with the neighborhood watch. That's the one thing you can do, even if your local politicians are, idiots and have the head up their rears, you can still start a neighborhood watch, which will help, a great deal in times of trouble. If you and your neighbors get together now and start organizing for mutual aid, mutual defense, then that'll be a huge help. That's what happens anyway. After every freaking hurricane, you wind up with ad hoc neighborhood watches or ad hoc militias, you can call them. That's what they wind up being, the same thing. They wind up being just neighbors getting together to take care of each other. And that's what happened in the aftermath of Katrina also. Back on in that video interview that started today, it's on our site, talks about when he first arrived in Louisiana, rural Louisiana, the town they went to already had men out on the lawn at night and doing patrols in the street. Armed local citizens were, keeping out any looters. And so that's what folks do anyway. We'd like to see people do it ahead of time, and ideally we want to see them do it through their county government. It'd be nice to have, be a good litmus test, right? For your county commissioner, support the establishment of a county militia. If they won't, then you need somebody new in there. Get them out of there, put somebody in that knows what they're supposed to be doing, and start your county militia. And it can be staffed by volunteers, like a volunteer fire department is, but it's under the, if you're part of your county government, now you've got sovereign immunity when it comes to the feds coming in and trying to tell you what you can and can't do with your county militia. It's much better to have that part of your county government just be you and your friends. So that's the, folks can check that out and learn more about that two-part strategy. One side, do what you can as private individuals through private association. The other side of it is do what you can through your local government also. And a third one is economic security and independence. Same thing. As individuals, but also communities. And that includes gold and silver, using barter, and sound money bills like Utah passed this last year. I think those are all pretty critical. And then the fourth plank is state sovereignty and nullification of unconstitutional federal laws. And that should be the focus when it comes to political and legal resistance and strengthening of our communities. We should be focusing on, our local sheriffs, making sure you got a good sheriff in there. We're honored to have Sheriff Richard Mack on our board of directors here at Oath Keepers, and we definitely support his initiatives to try to train and teach his fellow sheriffs about their constitutional duties. That's critical, but it goes from there. It also goes to the state, and the state should be, the legislature and attorney general and governor should be aware of their responsibilities under the doctrine of nullification that Jefferson and Madison laid out back in 1798. They needed to, be aware of what happened there, the Alien Sedition Acts, and how Jefferson and Madison wrote the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions in opposition to sedition acts, and then to learn that history and learn about their responsibilities. They have a responsibility to stand up against unconstitutional behavior by Congress.
Well, it's unfortunate because there's a lot of, not a lot, I'm going to use that word, and I don't know, a lot, a little, who knows, I don't know how many, Stuart, but there are groups that go around and claim, because I have William Taylor Ryle on my radio show every week talking about the Constitution. And, of course, we understand nullification is real, but there are groups out there that go around and talk to people and claim that nullification is not valid, it doesn't exist. Hang on, Stuart. On that note, listen, everybody, we are going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call in this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. Listen, my guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes. He is the founder of Oath Keepers. His website is oathkeepers.org. Please go there. Please join, even if you don't happen to be retired or current military. Police, a firefighter, they still accept everybody into joining. You can join as just a support person. I don't know if you have a technical name for that, Stuart, do you?
We call them associate members. If someone is not prior service,
okay.
They're not, because to be a full member, you need to be a veteran of the military, police, or firefighters, or first responders. Okay. But if you're not one of those, you can be an associate member.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's real important. So listen, everybody listening, you can help support Oath Keepers in their mission by being an associate member. Oathkeepers.org is that website. I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening to this programming on Republic Broadcasting Network. Listen, if you want to continue to hear the truth, because what you hear on this network is the truth, you're not hearing the hustle that's coming out of the mainstream media, then to make that happen, you need to support that network. So if you've got a business or a service, or go down the network, republicbroadcasting.org, you can get in contact with the people at the network who can arrange for advertisement for your little business or service, or you can just buy some of the products that, how about a Berkey water filter? Listen, you're going to need to have water to drink. I got news for you. Ain't going to happen any other way. You live about 3 days without water. So it's critical that when the stuff hits the fan, and it is going to hit the fan, it's only a matter of time. It's not if, it's just when. You're going to want to be prepared. That's what we're talking about this morning, preparation, waking people up. And I have a couple callers, Stuart. Would you like to take a couple calls?
Sure. You bet.
Okay. We've got Blue in Tennessee. Hey, Blue, how are you?
Hello, Miss Maggie. Hello, Stuart. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Mr. Rhodes, I had the pleasure of being one of the first people that you ever sworn in as a civilian at the World's Fair site in Knoxville, Tennessee. So I'm grateful. Always be grateful for that.
Cool. Actually, you know what? That was the very first public oath ceremony we ever did as oath keepers. That was the first one.
It was. I stood there with my mother, my father, my son, and my daughter, and we were all sworn. And I've taken it to heart ever since. I had the pleasure of meeting you in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, at one of the first meetings.
Awesome.
We have a mutual dear friend. My question for you is a two-part question. One, I've been on the website dozens of times, but I'm looking for information for high school students. I think that that's an untouched wealth of...
A lot of warm bodies in the high schools.
Absolutely, you're right. Yeah, yes, definitely.
With empty heads.
They do and they don't. I mean, my son has been well aware of this since 2008, what's going on, and he's a great champion in the cause of freedom. My second question for you would be, I want to be able to pass out literature at the recruiting site, the military recruiting site, as well as the Air Force base here that we have in my area.
Well, there's a resources tab on our website. If you click on resources, go on the very top. It's got a row of tabs. Click on resources. It takes you to a page where we've got we got flyers, and we've got our brochures that are available for download, and also our push cards. And so you're more than welcome to use your home printer or take them down to a local printer and have them printed up and hand those out. So that's probably the best thing to do for handouts. And on the first question is that we're getting ready to launch the Oath Keepers Academy, which will be all online. And it'll just be, start with all the things that we should have learned in high school. And so once we have that up and running, hopefully within the next week or two, and we'll keep building it, you can use that as source for any high school students It'll include, original source documents like the Federalist Papers and the, Kentucky and Virginia Resolutions, a lot of the things that we really should have known in high school. We'll eventually have particular stuff that's for the military and for police, written by military officers and by police officers. So that's an ongoing project right now. We're putting it together.
Yeah. Will I step on I'll fall underneath military tribunal if I actually go on the property where there is a recruiting and I put flyers on people's cars. I mean, am I breaking federal law by doing that?
Not yet. So no, I think you're fine as long as you don't trespass. But I think you're going somewhere and putting brochures or flyers on someone's car, I think is fine. In fact, we've got several recruiters across the country that are oath keepers who hand out our brochures to anybody who comes in the office. So they do it themselves.
Okay. All right, I think that was my biggest concern. But yes, thank you for everything that you've done and that you're still continuing
to do. Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Blue.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's go to E.T. in New Mexico. Hey, E.T., how are you today? Hello, E.T.?
I'm
in E.T.
Hi, Stuart. Yeah,
hey, how's it going?
I met Stuart at Axiom Conference in 2010. And I got some of his cards and pass out. On this network, on RBN, like John Stadtmiller says, like the police are like the corporate Keystone Cops now, and the police don't have an oath of office anymore, from what I understand, from some of Ralph Winterroad's research and. They're basically mercenaries, corporate mercenaries to collect taxes anymore and to collect money to pay the national debt. And so I've been referred to a video on YouTube since listening to RBN called Never Talk to the Police, Never Talk to a Cop. And it's,
right.
It's because they're mission is to arrest you. That is their purpose.
Right. That was advice from a criminal defense attorney on how to, what do you do if you're questioned by police. And I agree with them. I think 9 times out of 10, if they're investigating you for something, you shouldn't talk to them. You should have to wait for your lawyer to get there. But I wouldn't say never talk to the cops. When it comes to, like, you're out in the street, go talk to them, you know, because they're not all bad, and you can find the good ones, and you might open their eyes. You know, we've got some good ones in our organization. You're calling from New Mexico, is that right?
Yes,
actually,
he's in New Mexico.
Morning, I'm in Idaho. This morning.
Okay.
It says New Mexico, E.T., so.
Yeah, no big deal. I mean,
my phone is from New Mexico.
Hey, you know, the reality is a lot of them are behaving like that as revenue enhancers. They're just out there to, you know, get you for a ticket and make money to pay their own salary and to pay the, you know, and then you're going to see more of that as municipalities go under and go bankrupt. They're going to be out there trying to their people and you know, raise revenue. But there are good ones, and there are ones who don't do that. And so the secret or the trick is to try to get more of those in your community, and it starts at the top. That's why you got to focus on getting a good chief of police in, and why you've got to focus on getting a good sheriff in. If you get a good sheriff in your county, that can make a huge difference in how the police behave.
Yeah. Got any other questions, E.T.?
No, that was bad. That answered
okay.
my question.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling, E.T. I appreciate it. Well, you know,
okay.
Stuart, I had actually gone around and handed out some of your cards to some police officers in the town that I'm in, and you know, I didn't get a negative reception from them. Now, perhaps because I'm a woman, I didn't. I don't know. But, you know, who knows? You know, you never know. You know, the psychology of things, you never know what really tripping someone's trigger, so to speak. But, you're never going to know unless you try. You know, you don't know what kind of a response you're going to get unless you actually put forth the effort to elicit the response. So we have to put the information out there, and then, you know, what happens with it is, you know, out of our control, I guess. Wouldn't you agree?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you just said. What did you say?
I said we have to put the information out there. I had given information on Oath Keepers to some police officers in the community that I live in, and I didn't get a negative response from them. And
no, I mean,
I said,
generally when we go and talk to police officers, our response has been pretty favorable. I mean, like I said, you know, they're not all bad. There's some good ones out there. There's some bad ones out there. You know, it's certainly true that they're being used increasingly. You know, the powers that be would like them to be just blindly obedient enforcers of any law that comes down the pike. What their goal is, but we don't have to let them, you know, have them. So don't give up on them. Do what you can to reach out to them, and you know, they're all Americans too. Their kids are going to grow up in the same country we're going to grow up in. You know, I mean, our kids are going to grow up in. And so, you know, we're all in this together. And that's
yeah, exactly. We're all in the same ship.
We're all in the same ship. And so, you know, we shouldn't blow smoke up our own skirts and just think that, well, of course they won't do bad things, because sometimes they do. We need to be vigilant, but also, like I said, don't forsake them.
You know, one of the things that's kind of interesting, and I think maybe this became more evident after 9/11 with the onset of the Patriot Act, but you see such a militarization of our police force all around the country. I know I certainly do here in the Philadelphia area, but, you know, you watch a lot of YouTube videos and you see these kinds of SWAT team actions taking place, and it's like this us against them mentality. We've only got another minute or so before we go to break, Stuart, but I'd like to talk about what you think about that a little bit, if we could.
Well, we did a protest down in Tucson over the killing of a young Marine veteran by the local SWAT team there. And our protest was that, look, you shouldn't be using a SWAT team to serve a search warrant.
Yeah,
just for a simple search warrant.
Hang on, Stuart. Hold on, because we got to go to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes. He is the founder of the organization called Oath Keepers. Their website is oathkeepers.org. Please go there. And tons of information. Join, support their efforts, because it is critical that we get enough people involved, aware, awake, fighting back, doing what they can do. Because, listen, we're kind of in a landslide here. So the outcome of this landslide, I guess, is going to be entirely up to us. And when we went to break, Stuart, we were talking about, I had mentioned the militarization of our police force, and you were talking about the SWAT team, and increasingly they're serving warrants. SWAT teams are serving warrants, and it seems to me, Stuart, that these SWAT teams that kill people, innocent people, in the in that whole process of, when they're trying to serve this warrant, nothing happens to them.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true. That's the problem, is that, you know, there's been this mindset also created in this country that, well, you know, once the police decide you're a bad guy and they come to your house, then after that, if they have to shoot you because you pull a gun, well, then you deserved it. And
Yeah. They're,
you know, it's like begging the question. The point is they're just doing a search warrant. You haven't been convicted yet, even gone to trial. You haven't even been charged yet. But there's that mindset, well, the ones that, you know, must have been a bad guy, otherwise, why would the cops be there?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not the whole point. That's the whole point of the Fourth Amendment, to protect you against unreasonable searches and seizures. cannot imagine a more unreasonable search than one that results in your death. So they shouldn't be coming in with a SWAT team. Look, anybody out there is a veteran, anybody out there is an armed, well-trained American, is going to react the exact same way that this young Marine, Jose Herrera, did.
Yeah,
exactly. He grabbed his rifle, and he's, you know, it's like my home here. You know, we're armed. I'm going to defend my home. If there's someone kicking my door in the middle of the night, I have no idea who these guys are, I'm going to grab my gun. And then they shoot me on sight because I have a gun in my hand. How is that respecting the Second Amendment? It's not respecting the Second Amendment. And that'll happen to other veterans or retired police officers. Same thing. I know lots of retired cops. The first thing they're going to do is grab a gun because they're going to think it's a home invasion. And by the time they figure out it's the police, they're dead.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can't do that. In a free society, we shouldn't ever have to worry about police coming in and kicking our doors in the middle of the night the same way a home invader would, but leaving you in a ridiculous situation where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you don't resist, and it turns out to be home invaders, they could rape your wife and your daughter, kill you, and, you know, torture your whole friggin' family, which happens.
Yes.
If you do resist, if it turns out to be the police, they're going to shoot you. That's not good. That's not what you should be like. They should just knock on their friggin' door, or in this guy's case. They could have arrested him on the way home from work, or they could have gone to his work and said, hey, you know, called him to the office. He worked in a mine all night. They could have called him to the office and said, we want you to sit tight while we search your house. That's the way to handle it. Don't go in there, you know, with all the special operations gear on as though you're kicking in the door of a terrorist.
Yeah, exactly.
Should be doing that in America.
No.
So anyway.
No, not at all. And, you know, a perfect example of them using SWAT teams, this was not too long ago of a man. They were looking for his wife. They broke into his house. It was 6 o'clock in the morning because she had not paid her student loans.
I remember that case.
It's like, what the hell is going on? It's crazy.
They put a gun to his head, and they've done that. This is the problem. Increasingly, they're doing this. They're taking tactics that were developed for counterterrorism. Tactics that were developed to deal with the Black Panthers, or to deal with, you know, the Weather Underground. That was the original intent of SWAT teams, was to deal with people like that or hostage situations. And taking those tactics, and now they're used as you know, for routine search warrants. So I don't, you know, and the claim is, well, we're doing it for officer safety. Well, I don't think it helps the officers be any safer either, because one of these days they're going to kick down the door of an ex-Navy SEAL or somebody like that, and it's not going to go down the same way. It's going to be bloodbath, you know.
Yeah.
And the guy won't know who these people are. He's going to react the way he's trained, and it's going to be a bunch of killed. That shouldn't be – I don't want to see that outcome either. But, you know, that's where we're headed. And the more
it is where we're headed, and it also is going to make the police will become sitting ducks then, because the more the American people watch this happen, the less friendly the American people will become towards the men in uniform – the police in uniform, who are acting like Gestapo.
Well, that's certainly true also, and this is something that a lot of our police officers are concerned about, is that the goodwill and the trust of the American people is being frittered away, and they understand that. So the good cops are worried about it, and they're doing what they can to stop this from happening. And that's why we went down to the courts at Arizona 2 weeks ago, because there you had an example of 10 good police officers who, you know, stood up and did the right thing. They refused orders of their chief to just go and arrest political opponents, and they blew the whistle on it. And so, you know, so there are good ones. There's an example right there of 10 good officers out of a force of 14. 10 of them stood down and said, "We're not going to go along with any of this kind of stuff."
Yeah.
And so we
yeah.
went there to support them, because we want to make sure we support when they do right. We got to be there to support them. When they do wrong, we got to be there to call them on it. We need both.
Well, we're going to be going to break again in a few seconds, Stuart, but let's go back. When we come back, we've got a couple callers, and then let's talk about Quartzsite again for people who are listening who aren't sure with what exactly went down there. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes, and he is from Oath Keepers. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to go there, I will have a link to my guest Stuart Rhodes website, which is oathkeepers.org, up on mine under the tab entitled podcast. So please go there. I've got a lot of great information. And listen, everybody out there listening, and I know you're listening from all around the country and the world, actually, because there's people who call in from all over this great planet Earth. I know that, listen, if you've got a small business or a service you'd like to advertise on Republic Broadcasting Network, so that you can reach lots and lots and lots of people, I suggest you do that. You got to put your money where your mouth is. It's the only way you're going to make freedom happen for us, as opposed to the slavery that they are plotting, because that is indeed what the end game is here. It's either going to be one or the other. It can't be both. So listen, 800-313-9443 is the number. You can follow Republic on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. Listen, my guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes, and when we went to break, we've got a couple callers I want to take, but I want you to give everybody a little quick rundown on what actually happened in Courtside, Arizona, to make the cops actually stand up and do the right thing. Stuart, if you would, please.
Well, you bet. Well, in Courtside, the first we heard about it was this video on YouTube of Jennifer Jones, a local activist, being arrested at a town hall meeting, and for no apparent reason other than she was saying things that the town council did not like, and it was over the objections of the mayor. It was really kind of an odd situation.
Yeah.
He's saying, hey, she has the floor, she has the right to speak, leave her alone, and rest of the town council as being, well, we just passed a, you know, they made a motion to remove her from the podium. And he's like, you can't do that. You can't have a motion involving, you know, removing a person from the podium. This is during the public comment section of the meeting where she had a right to speak like everybody else. But over the mayor's objection, they ordered the chief of police to arrest her, and he did, right there on camera. That was the very first, first we'd heard about Courtside. But then come to find out, you had 10 of his other officers stand down, refuse to obey his orders, and they blew the whistle on him and did a complaint, filed a complaint with the town council and also with the Department of Public Safety of Arizona. And the officers are accusing the chief of arresting political opponents, ordering them to arrest people just because he doesn't like their political views or doesn't like who they associate with, because that they're not, you know, part of the club, the political club that he's part of. And so that really caught our attention. So that's, I think, it's probably unprecedented to have 80% of a police force put a whistle on their chief and give a vote of no confidence and call for an independent investigation of him. And so we said, look, these are 10 good officers doing the right thing. We think their concerns are valid, and we want to support them. And so we decided to go down to Courtside and hold a rally in support of them and honoring them, and also honoring Mayor Ed Foster, who's a Marine veteran, was also standing up and doing the right thing. And then you had Michael Roth, a local Ron Paul activist there, who had also been arrested, just like Jennifer Jones. In fact, the mayor had been arrested. Jennifer Jones has been arrested, Michael Roth has been arrested, and several other folks have been arrested. And the pattern seems to be that when you run for office, they arrest you.
Right. If you're telling the truth, they need to shut you up quickly.
Right. So some people are like, well, it's a 10% teapot, it's a small town, corruption. Why do you care about that? And like I said, the big difference here is that you've got a mayor doing the right thing, you have 10 police officers doing the right thing, and we want to support that kind of behavior.
Exactly.
This is like a microcosm of what's happening across the country.
Exactly.
There is a necessary struggle against corruption, and the good old boy network is what has to happen. And if everyone were to do the same thing in their own community that the folks in Courtside are doing, our country would be better for it. You got to take on City Hall, and you got to take on the corrupt oath breakers out there, and you need to replace them with good people. And it's going to be a fight. Like Mayor Foster lost a recall election. He suspects malfeasance. He suspects vote fraud. But nonetheless, it's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that. It's not going to be something you get to do in one day and it's over. That's one thing I want to impress on the listeners, is there really is no such thing as a silver bullet, okay?
No.
It's going to take eternal vigilance. It's going to take, struggle. And it's going to take a lot of work. The price you pay for freedom is you gotta be involved and active and on multiple fronts, not just politically. This is one thing the political elites want you to do. They want you to just think to yourself, well, my only obligation as a citizen is to go vote once in a while.
That's not it.
That's not going to do it. They expected you to be in the militia. They expected you to be, in your sheriff's posse. They expect you to serve on the jury. Those are all those boxes of freedom we're supposed to be using. We're supposed to be actively involved with all of them, not just once in a while, picking sellout traitor A or sellout traitor B.
Exactly.
Party or that party.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
We should be, the full spectrum of citizenship includes all of those things, and all the things that we're talking about with Operation Sleeping Giant and getting involved in local politics. It includes you running for office. You need to. If you can't find someone squared away to run for county commissioner, then you should run.
Well, that's just what I tell people all the time, Stuart, that if you want to have a politician who's going to have your back, then the only way you can guarantee that is to be that candidate. You need to be the politician. You need to, or I shouldn't say politician, the candidate, the patriot. You need to stand up. You need to put your money where your mouth is. That's what people need to do. Don't expect these schmucks that we have voted for heretofore, no matter what they tell you, no matter what rhetoric. I got some email from someone saying, Newt Gingrich now says he's against UN Agenda 21. Ain't that grand? Please, he's going to tell you anything he can tell you. He'd hustle his own mother if that would be to his advantage. Please, they'll tell you whatever crap they need to shovel to get you to believe them. Please.
He's a demonstrated oath breaker. Yeah, all of Perry, Romney, all those people are demonstrated oath breakers.
Exactly.
You know, Romney voted for the Massachusetts, he signed the Massachusetts version of the assault with a ban. He should just scratch him off the list. Anybody who would do that is a demonstrative oath breaker. And Gingrich did the same kind of crap when he was in the U.S. House.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah,
just
please.
Look at their record. And this is that's what I always tell people, look, you know, if you can see their record, go by their record. Like any congressman, I think, any congressman that voted for this ridiculous stimulus package, for the bankers' bailouts, or any congressman that voted for the super Congress that they've established as part of the debt bill, that's a person who doesn't understand the Constitution.
Well,
they
exactly.
don't understand the Constitution, they just have to go.
They
you
do,
know,
and
be.
It is about ideological purity. Stuart, in my book, it isn't about compromise. Piss on compromise. We need to stand firm here because it is freedom or tyranny. It is liberty or tyranny, freedom or slavery. There is no in-between. You can't compromise on that. Oh, don't make the change too tight and then it's okay then, please. No, I don't think so. It's not okay at all.
Right, and it goes back to the info we said earlier, you know. It's not in keeping with your oath to vote for something that's violating the Constitution. And that's where the whole idea of political compromise. I mean, hey, if it's a compromise within the bounds of the Constitution, that's fine. But what they're doing now, like with the Super Congress, establishing this panel of select congressmen and select senators, and I mean, here's the thing that does, most folks don't realize, is it lets the president decide on his own to raise the debt ceiling. And then it puts Congress in the position of being reactive. You know, the president can raise the debt ceiling on his own, without Congress's approval, and then Congress has to say no. So it flips their role. So the president is now making legislation, and Congress is trying to veto it. But then the perverse thing is then the president could override Congress's no vote by vetoing it.
Yeah,
and the only way they could correct it would be a two-thirds majority. It's like Alice in Wonderland.
But
anybody who voted for that, and I know there are a lot of Tea Party, recent Tea Party freshmen who voted for that bill, but as far as I'm concerned, they displayed their ignorance of the Constitution, and they should go home and go study, learn the Constitution, and that means you should just, you know, replace them with somebody who already knows it.
I agree. Listen, we have a couple of calls, Stuart. Let's take Glenn in Kansas. Hey, Glenn, how are you? Are you still on the line?
Hey, Maggie, can you hear
Hi.
Me good?
Yep, you're good.
Okay, first I want to say you're sharp as a tack, Maggie. I don't know where John is coming up with these smart women, but he must be a chick magnet or something. I don't know. Am I saying the right thing? Anyway,
I'll tell you, he got lucky that day I called into Republic Broadcasting Network. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, well, you got the right place. Anyway, I'm a veteran, Vietnam era. I got 3 honorable discharges. And I'm here to tell you that we're not living in a free country at all. Of course, I'm currently unemployed because I was being a bit too bold on my being an activist. I got fired for handing out DVDs and during lunch hour. And you
really?
Have to be smart. Say again?
I said really? I couldn't. I was just expressing my. My shock at that.
Well, no, I work for a state department, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and they immediately canned me, or they called it an unsolicited offer.
An unsolicited offer?
That's right. Well, a cookie, a chocolate chip cookie is an unsolicited offer. And anyway, they think that during the period of lunch, when you're not paid and you're on the property, they still own you. At any rate, I am collecting unemployment. Normally, you have to check your laws in your state. And if you're fired from a job, you don't collect unemployment. But I am collecting unemployment because it did my activity, even though it offended someone, was not a duty or what was owed to the employer as a condition of employment. And of course, they didn't like me because I also had been operating in the past a low-power radio station. And Yeah, I made myself pretty clear. There's a lot of things that I disagreed with. Anyway, I'm headed off to tomorrow for another job interview, and so pray for me that I get the job. Anyway, Stuart, on these billboards, on these coverings for billboards, what all do you need to know in order to have the right dimensions to put this up on a billboard? Because I'm right next to Fort Riley, and there's some open billboards that are like about $100 a month, and I can somehow scrape up.
Sure. Well, and you know what? You get the billboard, email us, Leslie. You got it. Let's just arrange it, and we'll get you the artwork. And usually, okay, what that means is that whoever owns the billboard, a local billboard company, will do the actual putting up the artwork. We just give them the stuff from our artist. We've had some folks request we mail them like vinyl signs. We've done that too. So if it's something small, we can send you a vinyl sign. We can do that. But main thing is go talk to the billboard owner and arrange it. Contact us and we'll work it out. We'll figure out what they need.
Okay. Hopefully I'll get reemployed and then I'll be able to keep it going. But
the main thing we want is folks to go do it themselves, because you might be able to, you might find somebody that has a billboard who's a patriotic guy and is willing to donate it. You never know,
Yeah, make some phone calls, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. They have some billboards that are open that are right to the main entrance on Fort Riley. They'd be a great spot.
Well, let's do it. Hey, just email Attention Stuart and just email on our contact form on our site for the media. You can click media. Say, I'm contacting about media, and then remind me of this conversation, and I'll see that email. Okay, and we'll hook up.
Okay, I'll do that.
Good luck tomorrow, Glenn.
Well, you have to be careful like a fox, because it has a chilling effect on everyone.
Sure, it does.
And of course, I'm gonna be a little more careful, but I'm still gonna be bold. So, thanks anyway, Maggie. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, you're welcome, Glenn. You're welcome. Hey, good luck tomorrow. And listen, I'd sue them anyway. Principle, sue those pricks. But
I'm talking that over with a lawyer right now.
Yeah, well, find a good one. There's a lot of smart cookies out there. Maybe even Stuart could recommend one. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know whether he does it or not. And I don't want to put him on the spot. But good luck tomorrow, Glenn. But sue him just on general principle.
I'm going to try. We'll
talk thanks
to you
for
later.
Calling,
you should,
Glenn. Bye.
You should look into that. If they fired him, if he could show that it was because of, animus towards his political opinions, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so, well, I would think it would be a violation of the First Amendment, but, I don't know.
Right, exactly. Right. So.
We've got another caller up in New Brunswick. Stuart, let's take Werner real quick. Good morning, Werner. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
You touched on a lot of different issues, and the last caller, I figure timing is everything.
Well, hopefully. Sometimes it is.
He has to pick his battles.
I'm sorry?
He has to pick his battles.
Oh, well, yeah, I would agree with you there. Sometimes it does. You need to be strategic. I say that all the time. So, sometimes it's easier said than done, but I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for my guest, Werner?
He mentioned something earlier about their squad teams barging people's homes. But this has been a practice that has been done by the militaries in other countries now for many years.
Yes, that's true. But we don't want to see it.
And now they bring the same practice back home. And they think it's been made acceptable. And here's the other point about where President Obama passed the law where he can order the assassination of any kind of a person without a due process of law. He is a lawyer. His bar license should have been removed already right immediately.
Well, honestly, Werner, I think he doesn't have a license currently.
Well, that's not a law, though. What he's doing is he's just following in the footsteps of Bush.
executive orders, isn't he?
If he does it, an American citizen, an unlawful combatant, then he's making the logical next logical leap that you can not only detain them, but you can also just kill them. And that's his claim. You're right. And I think it's absolutely invalid and unconstitutional.
What's the difference between any kind of a dictator and what he's doing?
Only a matter of degrees. Only a matter of, he isn't doing it to a bunch of people yet. That's the only difference.
Hang on. Werner, listen, we've only got a couple more minutes left. We're going to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be right back, so don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes. His website, oathkeepers.org. He is the founder of Oath Keepers. Please go there. I will link to Stuart's website on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Stuart, we've only got a couple more minutes, but, and I want to thank Werner for calling. But, Werner, I'm going to let you go now. Thanks for calling and listening, Werner. I always appreciate it.
Welcome. Maggie, is there something else to Google up a revolt in Athens, Tennessee, 1946.
Okay.
You will get a laugh out of it.
And when
I read it, I thought it was something current, but then it stated that it happened in 1946. But the local people and the GIs that came back from the war, what they did to some crooked politicians in that town.
Well, Stuart, do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it was a corrupt sheriff. And like you said, the returning veterans, they said, hey, we just came back from fucking a war to stop this kind of crap. We're not going to put up with it. And they, you know, they went to seize the boxes from the election, to see the ballots, and the sheriff, you know, refused to give them to them and ended up in an armed standoff in a gunfight.
Oh, so, interesting.
In that situation, he called on the governor to send in the National Guard, and the other National Guardsmen in that state said, we're not going to go. We're not going to, you know, there's no friggin' way we're going to go down there and kill our fellow veterans.
Yeah.
Because of this corrupt sheriff. He's on his own. So he was on his own, and they got the dang ballot boxes, and they showed he had stuffed the ballot boxes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is an interesting example of people taking
they led
back
them
their
to the edge of
hard
town.
We're
the naked. They led them to the edge of town, stripped them naked, and then told them never to come back.
Yeah, there you go. Well, maybe we need to start doing that. A hell of a thought, though, huh? What a sight that would be. Werner, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You know, I wanted to mention one other thing, Stuart, because I know we've only got a couple minutes. But, you know, I was thinking about the movie Soylent Green. Did you ever see that movie came out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking about Charlton Heston. Of course, he was a police officer in that movie. And his lifestyle, they may have had guns, but they were eating the same gruel and crap that all the people were being forced to eat. They weren't getting any meat. They didn't have strawberry jam. They didn't have butter. They didn't have any of the things that the elitists had. So I think that maybe that's something that a lot of our law enforcement and need to keep in mind and our military need to keep in mind. They think maybe because they have the guns, life will be better for them, but not necessarily. I don't think they're going to be living high on the hog.
Well, your children are going to grow up in the same country as everybody else.
Yep. Yep.
The question is, do you want them to be free or not? That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's really what it boils down to. And so I do believe in ideological purity. I believe in freedom over slavery. Stuart, I've only got a minute or so left. I want to thank you so much for coming on with me today, Stuart, and thank you for everything you're doing, and keep up the good work. In any way I can help, please let me know, okay? You're welcome to come back on any time you'd like to. You've got an open invitation, kiddo.
Well, thank you. Likewise. Let me know whenever you need me to come on, and I'll be happy to do it.
Okay, great. Great, definitely. Everybody, I've been speaking with Stuart Rhodes this morning, founder of Oath Keepers, his website, oathkeepers.org. Please go there. Listen. Billboards are a great idea. Hey, everybody, you know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up, everybody, because we got people like Stuart Rhodes in the world who are fighting for you and I. So don't lose heart, please. Better days are coming, and the sun will come up tomorrow. So I know that. You got to know it, too. So I'll be back tomorrow, same bad time, same bad station. And there's another great show that follows mine. So don't switch that dial. Take care, everybody.
Far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain,
somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Gold. Ever climbing as the dollar continues.